Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, right here in the 805. And I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And this week, our 2 to 3 is the brighter side of recovery with Sherry Gaba, and that, of course, is sponsored by Soba Recovery. Also, I'd love to start off with a little bit of motivation. Nothing is permanent in this wicked world, not even our troubles. So, you know, sometimes things seem so definite and positive at that time, and really just take each moment and start over again and really be a part of that. So, again, I do want to remind you, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm here with Tom today. Tom, thank you for being here.
Pleasure. Waking up early is always fun. It's what I do anyway.
You do. You're like a fixture here, I have to tell you. So, yes. But it's always fun to work with you. But I do want to remind everybody, we've got a great show for us today. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Krista Gilbert. She's the author of Reclaiming Home, A Family's Guide for Life, Love, and Legacy. And then we're going to be talking with Eric LaPrice. And we're going to be talking about Best Foot Forward. With that, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We do have lots of things that we are giving away, and we'd love to be a part of all that. All you have to do is give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I do want to say thank you to Project Understanding, Benefit Hope Worth Giving Breakfast. I was their MC over there, and oh my God, it was such a heart-touching, warm event, and it really, you know, it could happen to any of us. Being homeless doesn't mean you're hopeless, and with the Project Understanding Benefit and Hope Worth Giving Breakfast, we found out a little bit more about that and really just learned about that. So again, if you were just a new listener and you met me there, big shout out to all of you that made that possible. And I was so excited to be a part of that. Also, I do want to just do a quick thank you to Jason Love and Studio Channel Island for hosting comedy and cocktails. We laughed a lot, and that's always great medicine. So again, also, I do want a big shout out to Elite Theater Uncanny Valley. Learn How to Be Human is playing through this Sunday on their main stage. And that's over at 2731 Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. So we've got some great stuff. I just want to talk about some of our great giveaways. And Tom, can you share that with our listeners?
We have some excellent ones, starting off with the restaurants. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try their delicious meat slow-smoked daily in hickory wood-burning pits. Imagine that, located on Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Westlake and Telegraph Road in Ventura, two locations. A free kids meal from The Habit, one of our favorite hockey places. Delicious burgers that have become an American tradition since 1969. More food with Freebird's World Burrito. They have your scratch-made dinner covered. Canwood Street in Agoura Hills. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Seaglass Way in Oxnard. For fun, how about Saturday, May 7th, a great gala. It's the Kentucky Derby Gala, and this is to help out the TLC Hospice Foundation. Once again, you're going to have casino games, how about some auctions, and Southern Fashion, too. Come check out Elite Theater's Uncanny Valley, playing through this Sunday, and Men of Tortuga, playing through April 15th, all the way out to May 15th, and finally, Champagne on Main sounds like a great party. Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair, 11 to 6 o'clock. And that's at the 400-500 block right in that section of Main Street, Ventura.
There you go. Thank you so much. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all those great places. Also, we have our own podcast, and that is at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and we would love to have you subscribe there. So there's lots of ways to be a part of the brighter side. I do want to remind you, if you have a business or an event that is coming up, we would love to be a part of what you're doing. Give us a call at that number at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to give something away, and why not start with, how about Freebird's World Burrito? And if you haven't had one of their burritos, everything's from scratch there, and they're located actually in Agoura and in the San Fernando Valley. So we'd love to get you guys over to that. So call us at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Krista Gilbert, and we're going to be talking about Reclaiming Home, A Family's Guide for Life, Love, and Legacy. Krista, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me.
You are welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I am a mom, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I have four kids, and I've been married 21 years. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm also a writer and blogger and speaker that mainly speaks on connection. And today, probably, we'll be talking mostly about connection within the family, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. Mm.
And is this your first book?
It is.
Wow. Yeah. We got a lot of first-timers. Congratulations. I love that. I have four children, too, and, I love it. I knew early on that I wanted to have four kids, and, of course, two of my daughters are married now, and I knew I wanted a big family. I came from one sister, and I just always saw these huge families and thought, how fun would it be to have, like, your own party at your own home, you know?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's chaos a lot of the time, but it's happy chaos.
It is happy chaos. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, when my kids were little, I remember, you know, kind of came from a little bit of a perfectionist. So I always wanted things, you know, exactly. And then I remember, like, trying to get ready for a picture. And, you know, there'd be one kid that really didn't want to be there, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, okay, why can't, you know, you'd have all their outfits ready. It just, I got over that really quick, you know.
Yeah.
I got humbled.
You learned to surrender.
Exactly. But I love my family growing, and I really am into family. I just think that there is something about, you know, just a legacy and the life with our family. So I love this book. So what is your family mission statement, and what does it say about you?
You know, well, let me just start by explaining what a family mission statement is. And really, it's just these are the ideals that we are going to live by as a family, kind of our agreed upon values. And every business has one, right? I mean, if you start a business, you come up with your vision statement, your mission statement, and you figure out what that is. And I think as families, sometimes we don't think through that. And we don't think, okay, what's kind of the, you know, some of the big picture goals here as a family. And so ours is really simple. You know, the best ones actually are simple. When I first started doing this, I had like, you know, a 10-point paper that had lots of things written down and no one could remember it, not even me. So, you know, we've kind of whittled it down through the years, and now it's something that I can remember, my kids can remember, and also we can pull out when we need it. So, you know, ours is just simply honor God, love others, live with integrity. And those are our three things.
Love that. I really love that. Now, here is the thing that, you know, is your husband on the same page as you?
Yes. And he is. And I know that can be a struggle for some families.
Yes.
And so you really have to work at it. You have to work at coming up with an agreed upon, you know, first of all, between you and your spouse, your partner, and figuring out what that is. But yes, for us, we are.
But now, were you always from day one, or is that something you had to learn to grow together?
Well, I think as we both know, it's a journey, right?
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, because I love to be real with my listeners. That's what it's all about, because sometimes they'll be like, okay, guys, you know, cut to the, you know, no, this is, life happens, you know? And I look at it as, you know, let's just say you and your husband comes from his learning of his family. You come from your learning of your family. And now you're trying to create a new family. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we all have a little bit of baggage that we brought. Maybe, you know, my parents got a divorce. Okay. My husband's parents got a divorce. And now we're trying to make the best of it. But we saw some things that, you know, maybe we thought were okay. And how is that going to work in our new life together? And then what are we teaching our children?
Yeah. And I think that's a great point and very important. I mean, we've had 21 years to kind of wrestle through all that stuff, and it takes a while. And so I think when you're really looking at for specifically the family mission statement, you really have to make it broad enough that you both of your individual experiences and who you are as an individual fits within that also.
Right.
But then, you know, coming together, these are things you also decided you're going to agree upon, regardless of your upbringing, regardless of what you're bringing into it, saying, no, this is what I value, and this is what I value, and we're going to make this our family value.
Right.
You know, and if the kids are old enough, they can be a part of that also, which is important and really good. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I think as parents, we are leading, and we are helping our kids to learn and grow into those. And then they get to decide, you know, what theirs are going to be.
Right, right. Now, how old are your children?
So I have a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 14- and 17-year-old. So we are spanning lots of schools right now.
Okay, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard, yeah, because we have, you know, teenager down to grade school. So you know, in fact, right now we're visiting colleges and figuring out what that's going to look like. So, yeah, it's a wide gap. And I think as you parent, you know, you realize so much of parenting is collective, but it's also individual. And so right now we're finding that the best parenting moments are happening on an individual basis.
I agree. And when you have four children, that is, you know, not everybody gets their individual time as often, correct? Am I talking to the choir here? Because trust me, I get it. You know, it's like, mom, you always spend, and I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? Okay, wait, now what do you, you know, and then wait a minute, what about me time? You know, so
yeah.
You, it's kind of like you really gotta, you know, really be mindful. And I keep using that word, but you gotta be mindful of your time as a family. And for us, dinner was a really good place to sit around, and I could look at all my children's eyes, because I really believe when you're looking in your children's eyes, that's who they really are. You can really connect with them.
Yeah, in fact, I was just reading something about that the other day, that the power of just looking into another person's eyes and letting our stare linger, like not just quickly looking away, but actually staring straight at them and looking kind of into their heart, into their soul.
Yes.
And how, what a powerful, just that nonverbal action, what a powerful thing that is as parents, that we can really communicate just in that one nonverbal action. I see you. I am, you know, I'm caring about you at this moment and looking at you and want to know what is in there, you know, and that's really important. And
no.
Dinner time is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you just said that. I went to a woman's group, and it was like a woman's soul circle. And it was interesting. I know it's different with our children, but for women to women, for you to look inside somebody else's eye, you could see their hurt. You could see their love. You could see their kind of like their journey. It's really interesting. And so there's so much to be said about really looking in somebody's eye, but not just, you know, like you said, really quickly, but a deeper look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know you talk about in your book, rooted lifestyle. What does this mean?
So a rooted lifestyle is just simply engaging in those activities that bring true connection. I think as we all struggle through the blessings and also the challenges of the digital age, we are realizing that we very easily become disconnected. You know, it's easier to text someone than call someone. It's easy, you know, to even with our kids, sometimes we hand them a device when we could choose to engage, or we check social media, or I check social media, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And so a rooted lifestyle just means that we are going to choose those things that bring connection, even if that's just lasts a minute to 5 minutes, that's still a moment of connection, and that counts. I actually have a whole website called Meaning in a Minute that's dedicated to just 1 minute things that we can do to connect with people on a heart-to-heart level.
Mm.
So let me give you an example of a rooted lifestyle activity. Okay, so let's say you know, instead of everyone picking up a device before dinner or after dinner, you just say, hey, let's go outside for a minute and kick a ball around. You know, so very simple. These are not, you know, or let's, if you have access to, you know, even a fire pit in your backyard, you just go, you know, build a fire together, and you sit there for a few minutes and you talk about your day. And, you know, for me, getting out in nature is a big part of that, because something happens in nature to all of us. Our souls can breathe easier, a space opens up, and usually conversation then fills that space in a really beautiful way. So for me, a lot of the time I try and get our family outside and doing something.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. Over Easter last weekend, oh my God, I had the best. My daughter just moved into her new home, and I brought dinner over there, and all my boys, my one daughter wasn't here, but all my boys, my grandchildren, we took a walk. We took a walk and just walked, and we kind of like, oh God, it reminded me of things that we used to do. And all the kids, nobody has time anymore, but they stayed around, and we just connected. It was pretty amazing. And those things are so important to keep the family connection together. Krista, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to kind of dig deeper into this.
Sounds great.
Good. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here on The Kim Pagano Show. And we are talking with Krista Gilbert. We're talking about reclaiming home. Some of us have forgot. We work so hard. We, you know, we're so busy with trying to reach our goals that we forgot about our family and our life and our love and our legacy. And that's what we're talking about here. We would love for you to stay with us. We've got to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give something away. I've got Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala, and that is going to be over at the Sherwood Country Club. I'd love to invite somebody to go with us to that. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to do a giveaway, and I've got some tickets to Elite Theater Uncanny Valley playing through this Sunday, and Men of Tortuga, is that how you said it? Tortuga?
That's how I went with it.
Yeah, playing April 15th through May 15th. Of course, they're located right off of Victoria in Oxnard, and I've got a pair of tickets for a couple people out there. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I just saw that show last week. It was I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. So it was really comical, and they talk about little family things that we all do. I mean, it was great. Loved it. So anyways, a really great venue, and I'd love to share that with you. So again, call us. That phone number is 805-419-0008. All right. We are talking with Krista Gilbert. We're talking about Reclaiming Home, a family guide for life, love, and legacy. Krista, you identify what you call a five foundation principle for any grounded home. Can you give us an overview of these?
Yeah, so these really are just five things that really ground a family and ground relationships, and they all play off of each other. So let me list them, and then maybe we can talk about a few. So love is kind of the one that is the umbrella that really overarches all of them. And then acceptance, presence, play, and communication.
Okay. So what do you think is the top priority besides love? Yeah, love.
I really do. And I think we look at, I always go to the practical. Well, what does this look like? I mean, love is a really big idea, right? It's a really big idea, and we all want it. But how do we practically create more of it in our relationships, and specifically, you know, like with our kids or with our spouse? So in the back of every chapter, I have just these quick one to 5 minute exercises you can do. So let me give a few of the love ones. Sit eye to eye with someone in your family and ask, what is something you feel excited, sad, passionate, or happy about right now? You can just pick one of those. Set out an ice cream sundae bar and ask everyone to talk about the best thing that happened during the week. Write a heartfelt note in Expo marker on a mirror for someone in your family to find. So those are just, you know, little ways that we can encourage this big idea called love. You know, this is what it looks like played out. And I think as we, one of the challenges as parents is we're really busy. We can be really distracted. And yet, we want this more in our home, but how do we do it? What does it look like?
Right. I totally agree. Now, I know we haven't really mentioned this. We mentioned all the family stuff, right? But you and your husband, or myself and my husband, how do we reclaim that aspect of our marriage? And I know that you had something that you, I don't know if did something happen, or how did you resolve it?
Well, we just had about a five-year time in our marriage that was really difficult. My husband's job was extremely demanding, and he was really kind of married to that work, his work in that season. And I felt I was, we lived in a place where I didn't have family around, so I felt like I was really single parenting on my own.
Lonely would be the feeling, correct?
Yeah.
Overwhelmed, right?
Overwhelmed. I mean, it was a really hard 5-year season of our marriage. And, you know, and during that time, I think, you know, you get a lot of messages from everywhere, from culture, and, you know, saying just do what, you know, what makes you happy, kind of lean out of the marriage instead of lean in. So we really decided at that crisis point that we were going to lean in, and we were going to change some things, and we were going to do some things, and really, you know, make this different and give this another shot, give our marriage another shot.
Did you go to counseling?
You know, at that, we did.
Okay.
It was actually, I highly recommend that.
Oh, I do too. And I've got some great counselors on my show. I think it's all about sometimes you need, you know, almost a mediator or somebody else to kind of like, you know, when we both are like at a standoff. I think my way's right. I think you're, you know, it's like we really need to just kind of have somebody go, okay, you know what? Let's throw in the white flag and start all over again. Because sometimes we get lost in our relationships.
We do. And we have to reset bad habits, right?
Right.
We get in these bad habits, these patterns, and then we have to start over. We have to break those and start new ones. And,
right.
And replace them with really positive and good ones. And that takes a lot of effort and intention.
It really does. And you know what? I want to say, you know, for any of my listeners that are listening to us talk right now, which I love where we're going with this, is, you know what? It's like we just have to know we want to do it better. And we have to know that whatever we're doing at this time is not in our best, you know, value. And that what, you know, it's like, okay, I think the saying goes is, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Sometimes we have to just say, okay, this isn't really working to our benefit. So what do we want to do different going forward? And so that we can change it.
Right. And One of the illustrations I use in my book that I really think of a lot and I really believe in, and if anyone's ever been to one of those water parks where there's a giant bucket up top and there's a drip that literally just drips into this bucket for a really long time, and then eventually the bucket gets full and it spills onto this giant bucket spills onto everyone below them, but you don't know when that bucket's going to tip. And I think it's, you know, it's the same way with our marriages, that we deposit these small little drips, right, these little droplets into our bucket. And then eventually that bucket spills out onto our kids and to everyone really around us. And we get to decide what that water looks like, the health of that water, you know, whether it's healthy or whether it's really murky and dirty and muddy. And I think the drops that we put into it matter. Those little things that we think don't, they actually do, because they create this very big relationship that's really, you know, really the structure and the foundation of our family.
I love it. I love it. Krista, what are we going to find in your book?
So you're going to find different chapters that really cover a family life. So, you know, we've got reclaiming marriage, reclaiming childhood, reclaiming time, reclaiming ordinary. And then, of course, the big ideas like reclaiming legacy. What does that look like to build a legacy that lasts way beyond us into future generations? And at the end of every chapter, and we covered a little bit of that in this interview, but a really practical thing that you can do, it's the how. I always ask, how? How do you take these big ideas and make them actually real in real life, occur in relationships and in the everyday workings of our family? So that is in there, all that, and hopefully it meets both the philosophical and the practical side for everyone.
Wow. I love it. I think, now, did you write this by yourself?
I did. I wrote it by myself, and I a graphic designer worked with me for some of the, it's kind of a workbook as well that parents
yeah.
can work through, so it has lots of things that they, so a graphic designer helped me with that.
Right. Well, I love it. I think you captured a lot of life in here, family life, and really more of a reminder, you know, it's stuff that we all know, but sometimes we just get so busy with life that we forget, and I'd love to have you back.
I would love that, Kim. That would be great.
Yeah.
And people can also go to my website, which is KristaGilbert.com.
You got it. And Krista, you know what? I hope that you share our show with everyone, because it sounds like you're doing the same thing, as just really talking about the brighter side of life. And really just, you know, like you said, it's all about life, love, and legacy. That's what I talk about every day here. So please share our show with everyone.
Sounds great, Kim. I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Eric LaPrice, and we're going to talk about Best Foot Forward. That will be a little twist when you see what we're going to talk about. But I do want to give something away, and I've got Champagne on Main, and that, of course, is the Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair. That's April 16th, and that is 11 to 6 on the 500 block of Main Street. I've got tickets for you, and of course, I'd love to share them with you. All you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendars for the 5th Annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature two stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about anything and everything that could add value to your life. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. That is right here. And today is our recovery show. That is recovering from anything that you're waking up to in life, specializing in couples and families. And of course, it is about recovering, because life happens to all of us, and it's about who's being honest. And so we've got a couple of really great stories that we're going to talk to this afternoon, so I hope you join us there. I do want to remind you, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give something away right now, and I've got Famous Dave's 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way. And of course, that is right here in Oxnard Collections. Call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest is Eric LaPrice, and Eric's book, Best Foot Forward. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim.
How are you?
I am doing great today. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Question, okay, I love the name, Best Foot Forward. Is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And so you got the Beach Book Festival. Of course, you were a winner on that, correct?
Yes, I was. I was quite excited about that.
So are you a photographer?
Yes, I am. Been doing it for a long, long time.
Okay. So do you have a foot fetish?
Well, some people might like to say that, but okay. Technically, if you know what the definition of that really means, no.
Okay.
I do like them.
Okay. Okay. So, again, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what prompted you to photograph feet and put you into the best foot forward.
Well, I was born and raised back in the east in Erie, Pennsylvania, on the shores of Lake Erie, which Ooh. Is actually the north coast of the United States.
Okay.
There is a coast up there okay. that people forget about.
Okay. Do they not wear shoes there?
I'm sorry?
I said, do they not wear shoes there?
Well, you know, during the summers, we have this beautiful Sandspit Peninsula that goes out into Lake Erie with 7 miles of beaches on it.
Wow.
So, yes, you do get to see all kinds of bare feet on the beach.
Okay.
And I even worked there as a lifeguard for 4 years.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
So
why feet?
Well, I was looking online for photography contests. And back in 2006, I think it was, I came across a contest that a jewelry company was sponsoring. And it was a jewelry company that specialized in foot jewelry, toe rings, ankle bracelets, things like that. And they're having a contest, and the winner got to have their winning photograph on the homepage for the jewelry company with the photo credit. So I looked at that and thought, that actually sounds like fun. I think I could do that. So I got a friend of mine, and she was my model for it. And I did a combination of photos with different nail polishes, different jewelry, different settings, and got quite an assortment of photos, eventually picked out what I thought were my top three, sent them in. Kind of forgot about it, and then sometime later I get an email saying, hey, congratulations, you are the winner.
Oh, wow. And, good for you. So I love that story right off the bat, because you never know unless you try.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I was quite excited about that, and, you know, looking at all the stock photography I shot for the contest, I just thought, you know, the different polishes, the different lighting, the different jewelry provide such a neat mood and gives each photo a unique personality. And I got the idea, hey, maybe doing a book of some sort on this would be kind of fun to do.
Right.
And as I explored it more, the idea expanded into where I broke it up into categories like jewelry, shoes, tattoos. And that's how it got started.
I love it. I mean, it is a great book. It's like a kind of a book that you would put on your living room table, you know, or in a hair salon, you know, or a nail salon. I actually do hair. So, yeah, I would, you know, I mean, it's conversational. Let me ask you a question. What kind of research went into this kind of a book?
Well, I did a lot of research. Once I settled on my chapters, like I have a chapter on high heels, a chapter on flats, chapter on sandals, on tattoos, toe rings, like that. I did research on the theme for each chapter. For example, on the high heel chapter.
Yeah, let's start right there. I love that because I am one who loves heels, okay? Probably because I'm petite, but I still love heels. I think it makes your feet look so much more attractive.
Oh, they do. And, you know, heels are, I mean, some people might disagree, but they are the most fun shoes out there. Yeah. They have all the fun.
Are they good for your back? And no. Are they good for your legs? No. But you do look pretty. And it's funny, you know, now I look for comfort. So I've kind of moved into the next direction, you know, so more of a wedge instead of the heels.
Well, like the Greeks say, everything in moderation. You overdo it on anything, it's going to hurt yourself. But, you know, moderate wearing of high heels is really not going to do a whole lot of damage for you unless you're wearing ill-fitting shoes.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah. Okay. So when you talk to all these women, what was on heels? What did you come up with?
As far as research goes?
Yep.
Well, I found out that the high heels originated due to a practical need, and that need was to allow soldiers to be able to stand up in the stirrups of their horses in order to fire their bows.
Wow, that's so interesting, huh?
So they originally came about for reasons for practicality. Another one was butchers needed a higher heel to help keep their feet out of the remains that ended up on the floor as they were butchering. And eventually, it got adopted into fashion, and they became a symbol of wealth and nobility, which is why kings often wore high heels, because when they got to be, you know, nice, fancy materials, intricate designs, jeweled, they weren't real practical anymore. And so that, in turn, showed, hey, this person doesn't have to toil in the field. They're nobility. They're above everyone else, so they don't have to wear practical shoes. And that's where the expression came about of someone who was well-heeled if they had fancy high heels.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, I like it.
And that was, and they were equally worn by men and women in the past.
Wow.
Although we did not, in ages past, have the technology for the stiletto heel, which we have now,
right.
Which is really a fascinating shoe.
Now, did you ever talk to anybody about a shoe fetish? Meaning, you know, like we only have 2 feet, and yet at the same time, oh my God, I have a lot of shoes. I love shoes. Once you find what size you wear and what feels good, you could just buy every color. Did you talk to anybody about that?
I did. A lot of them told me things like, oh, they just love shoes, love the different feel of the different ones, love the different moods. It can be almost considered an addiction, just like clothes or shoes. You know, you have a whole closet full of them, but you open it up, and for the occasion you're going for, you say, I just don't have a thing to wear.
I love it. There you go. I know. It still works, right? Know what? Eric, I have to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about everything and anything. And, of course, we're talking today with Eric LaPrice. We're talking about Best Foot Forward. And I'd love to have you stay with us, but I am going to give something away. And we have Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and I'd love to share a couple gift certificates with somebody out there. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day? without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I just want to do a quick shout out to Dr. Adrian Lara. And of course, that's 805lipo.com. We've got a gift certificate for you, and we'd love to share that with you. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. It's all about celebrating your life. And, of course, Dr. Adrian Lara has joined our show, and we're so excited. Again, 805lipo.com. All right, we are talking with Eric LaPrice, but I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And of course, that show is all about the brighter side of recovery. I've got Steve Sisgold talking about whole body intelligence. And then one of our comedians, Jeff Uria, producer of the Jeff Uria Comedy Jam at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, is going to be joining us talking about his journey. And we love that. We hope that you stay with us and or come back with us, I guess I would say. Also, I do want to remind you of our podcast, and that is at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places give you more chances to win, because we've got tickets to everything that's going on in the 805. So definitely share us, look us up, and definitely be a part of it. All right. Again, we're talking with Eric LaPrice. Eric, are you there?
I am here.
Well, thank you so much for hanging on with us. So it's interesting. So are you more a photographer?
You mean like more of a photographer as opposed to a writer?
Yes,
or...
yes.
Yes, I've been doing photography for a very, very long time, shooting a variety of subjects. This was my first attempt to really do both the photography and the writing together.
Okay, perfect. And let me ask you a question. In your male opinion, what did you think was the most attractive?
What did I think was the most attractive?
Yeah.
As far as one of the models in the book or a combination of features?
Yeah, I mean, just what was pleasantly to your eye.
Oh, okay. Well, to me, I have always liked, frankly, women with larger feet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sizes, like the 10s, 11s, 12s, I think those are sexier.
Really? Now, why is that? That's interesting.
I guess because I've always been attracted to the more athletic women who tend to be tall. Maybe the fact they, the larger ones are like the grown-ups or something.
That's interesting. Okay, I love it. That's a really good, I never would have put that out there, but that's cool. Now,
yeah.
Do you like polished tattoos, jewelry, any of that, or do you like more natural?
I love a nice pedicure. I think that's awesome. Maybe a small tasteful tattoo on the ankle or on the side of the foot, and toe rings, all those embellishments are nice as long as it's not overdone.
Right.
You do have to go along with the whole less is more.
Yes.
If you try to put a ring on every toe and 5 ankle bracelets on, it gets to be too much.
Right. Eric, are you married?
I'm sorry?
Are you married?
Am I married? No, not yet, but I'm closing in on it.
Oh, okay. I like it. I like it. So you have also a section in your book that you talk about the foot tattoos. Do a lot of people have foot tattoos? That's something that they could hide, which is a great place to have one, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And, yes, they were pretty common. I came across a lot of them in, of course, the summer months when I was out looking for things to shoot. A lot of ankle tattoos and tattoos right on the feet themselves, including I had one girl who actually had tattoos on her toes. She had toe rings tattooed onto her toes.
Oh, okay. And now let me ask you a question. That's kind of interesting right there. Did people, you know, I mean, feet. Some people are kind of, you know, fickle about their feet, or they are protective over their feet. Were they embarrassed to have you take pictures, or were they more like, oh, yeah, go right ahead?
I'd say probably three quarters of the people were just fine with it. You know, the remaining one quarter, there were a few that might have been like off guard or, you know, just didn't want to participate. But, you know, the majority of them, when I went up to them and, you know, first I'd open with a compliment. Hey, I really love your pedicure. That's one of the neatest ones I've ever seen. And then explain to them the project I was doing, and then just would say to them, you know, I would love to include you in this if you would be willing to participate.
I love it. And I love it. How long did it take you to do this book?
Oh, I'd say I put a good 5 years into it.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Cool.
It took a long time to do all the photography.
Okay. Now, I know you have some fun facts that we talked about, a few of them, and trivias about shoes and feet. Give us a couple more that we can, you know, really kind of stick in our minds and kind of keep with us.
Well, one interesting one that I found when I was doing my research was that, there's a shoe company called Aquazura, and last year they actually, for one of their fashion shows, put all their men in stiletto high heels to show how comfortable their shoes were.
Wow, Tom, would you wear a pair of high heel shoes for them? I saw him do the ballet. Come on. There you go. He's all in it. Okay. That's a cool idea. I love it. So they're that comfortable.
Yes.
That's a great selling point.
And there actually are a few fashion designers that have started to try and reintroduce the high heel, and this being the stiletto heel, back into men's fashion.
I love it. Oh, God.
Which is pretty neat.
That's funny.
It really is a neat topic when you think about it, because everyone's first reaction is always, oh no, you can't do that. But a shoe itself has no gender. It's just a piece of material. It's inanimate. It only has whatever, you know, gender society is pressured to put upon it.
That's interesting.
Which is just kind of silly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What else can you share with us?
Well, the history of tattooing was pretty fascinating. Early tattoos, you know, weren't done in parlors with fancy stainless steel equipment and sterile needles. I found some of the ways tattoos were done early on was literally taking a sharp object, a knife or something, a rock, cutting open a person's skin and then rubbing soot from a campfire into it.
Oh my
God. The soot would then get incorporated into the cut, and that would be how they would do early tattoos.
That's awesome. That's scary. God. Wow. Now, I know that it seems like, and I don't know if this is a true fact or not, but it seems like women used to have smaller feet. Is that true?
Yes. Well, men and women used to.
Okay, men and women. And I know, yeah. It was it the Chinese culture where they would actually tape them up and keep them smaller because that was more attractive?
Yes, that was the foot binding. And
yes.
I don't think it was necessarily to keep them more attractive. Part of it was also the hobbling aspect, so the woman couldn't run away.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part. Wow.
Yeah, because there's absolutely nothing attractive about bound feet that I can find.
No. Well, especially because you like big feet.
Yeah.
I got your number now, right?
I love it. And I like them nicely formed, too.
Okay. So you're like, yeah, you're kind of picky with your feet. I love it. Eric, this has been really fun, and it's been really, you know, lightening, and I love it. Let me ask you, what's your next project?
Well, I've been evaluating a couple different ideas for next project. One is possibly a follow-up to Best Foot Forward, and I've also been kicking around some other ideas of possibly focusing on different body parts. Maybe do one on how expressive people's hands could be.
I love it.
Or possibly even eyes. I thought about focusing on eyes.
I love that it. Where do my listeners get your book?
Well, I have a website. I formed a publishing company called Booker Press. So if they go to www.bookerpress.com, that will take them right to my webpage where they can learn about the book, see some of my other portfolio work, and there's a link on there to just click on it. It will take you right to Amazon where you can get your very own copy.
There you go. Eric LaPrice, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life and, of course, talking about the Best Foot Forward.
And I thank you. I had a great time with you.
You got it. And share our show with everyone out there. I appreciate that. And keep us in tune with what you're going to do next. We are at the end of our show, and of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Accept the challenges so that you can feel the exhilaration of victory. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Keep our show with you on your podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you join us from today at 2 o'clock. I'll talk to you later. Have a really great rest of your weekend.